Melbourne Stars update. Time for that for Henley Homes, providing value, affordability, industry-leading inclusions and leading designs all year round. Nick Maddison, great to see him back playing. I'm not sure we all thought there was going to be much cricket left in him after Jai Richardson smashed his forearm a couple of weeks ago, but he is, and he's going to be part of the Star side. There's got a couple of very important road games ahead to shore their place up in the BBL finals. Joins on the show. Hello, Nick.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, more to the point? How's that forearm of yours?
Yeah, it's going well. It's been a bit slower than I expected, I guess. It felt pretty good after about a week even. I started sort of hitting some underarms and hitting some balls pretty early on, but it has taken a little while to get used to the feeling of it again. And obviously at the start, overcoming that mental barrier that you get and that you're faced with when sort of facing bowlers in the nets or any game. But I feel like I'm heading in the right direction. I'm actually... thought I made some pretty good progress in the last couple of games, and it's all going well.
So for those who don't know what happened, take us through the delivery, the incident, and the result.
Yeah, so second innings of the game was approaching tee, and I think I just hit one over fine leg the over before, so I thought, you know, it might be best to just get under a couple of bounces that I was probably going to cop in the lead-up, and just misjudged the length of one and wore it in the forearm. So straight away, I knew it was broken. I couldn't really feel my hand or move any of my fingers, so I knew it was pretty bad news. And then after that, I was in surgery within 24 hours and had a plate and six screws put in my forearm, which is still there at the moment. So, I think I had about 2 weeks off and then was back training with the Stars, and maybe 2 weeks after that before I played again. And it's been a tough couple of games to come back in and, you know, get used to everything again. But like I said earlier, I feel like it's all heading... In the right direction, at least.
Mate, I hate to dwell on it because you've clearly moved on and you've got bigger fish to fry. But for those of us who haven't played at the elite level, the levels that you guys go to get back as quickly as you can, I think it's worth focusing on. That match was on the 7th of December. You'd got 100 in the first innings of that game, hadn't you? You got a big 100 against Western Australia. Yep. So you got the big 100. Mate, I'm looking at your data. The next game of cricket you played was on the 9th of January. It was a month later, and you showed me this. This is not a little kind of crack. The scar went from just below your elbow pretty much all the way up to your wrist. I mean, this was a serious operation that you had to undergo.
Yeah, so like I said, I had six screws and a plate put in, probably about maybe 10, 15 centimetres long, the scar. And whether that has to be taken out in the future, I'm not too sure yet. We'll wait and see. But at the moment, if we're going to get bounced a lot, I might try and keep it in there, I reckon. But obviously, once the cast came off after a week, I was moving it around and sort of started hitting some balls within 2 weeks. So it probably took a little bit more time than I expected once I actually could start playing again. Obviously, there's a different level to when you can start training and playing to when you're actually up to speed with the game, and that took a little bit of getting used to. So we're lucky that I could sort of join as early as I could, and hopefully these last couple of games and a final series that I'm really ready to go.
Nick, you're on your way back. I mean, you've went through a little... I mean, you're playing Test cricket for Australia. You're one of the young players on the rise. You're part of the next generation of Australian players. And then, you know, you kind of lost your way a little bit there for a while. You made the move down to Victoria. You've got a couple of big hundreds in a row, you know, playing for the under-23 side, then for the Vics against WA. And now you're, you know, playing for the Stars. What did you need to find in your own game to get you back to where you wanted to go?
Good question. I think it was probably just a balance in a style of play in the longer form. I feel like I'd performed relatively well probably the last 3 or 4 years in one day cricket at New South Wales. So it was probably just finding a balance and just that. Clarity and the confidence in the longer form of the game. And I had a winter playing some T20 cricket at Surrey, but also got to work with some of the coaches there, and Michael Divenuto, who obviously a former Tasmanian and Australian one-day cricketer, and he was excellent. So I chatted to him a lot, obviously an aggressive top-order batsman, sort of asked him about how he ended up going about his longer form cricket. I think that definitely helped. So when I came back in, I think I had the mental preparation, and I probably just... a little bit older, a little bit wiser, and sort of found a way that, you know, I could train both the mental and obviously the technical side of the game. And I've just sort of changed my methods around that, but I feel really confident in where that's heading.
So I've spoken to a couple of the older timers, you know, blokes who are a generation or two away from, you know, where you are now in your cricket. And, you know, some of these guys have been, you know, played high-level cricket, you know, for Australia, and some of them have been involved in coaching. And you talk to them and they say, yeah, these young blokes, you know, they think they know it all. They can't be told. You know, you give them a bit of a, you know, some technique advice. You get in the nets. It doesn't work for them once and they go back to the way they did it beforehand and they start falling foul of the same kind of problems that they were confronting earlier. You're 27 now. Does that resonate with you, that kind of... Were you a bit that way? Were you one of those kind of young tearaways who thought you knew everything and had to have a maybe a little fork in the road present itself before you started to seek the advice and take it on board from people like DiVenuto?
I don't think so. And that kind of annoys me a little bit because I think everyone sort of finds their way eventually. And obviously there's a lot of advice and some great advice from the older generation of players. But I think everyone, the game's changed a lot as well. So everyone's had to adapt a little bit. So I think the style of play, obviously the basics and the technical aspects that everybody has to have and probably some non-negotiables, but I think it's different for everyone. You know, you try so many different things throughout your career and then it doesn't, you know, batters aren't sort of reaching their peak until they're late 20s or 30-year-old. And I think that's just a way of sort of going through the change enough times to find out what actually works for you and putting that into play. But, yeah, I don't think, and I've had a long-term batting coach, Trent Woodhill, who's with the Melbourne Stars, who I've known since I was about 15, and we've worked together. So sometimes it's just revisiting some of the principles and the basic stuff that you did when you were younger to get you through to that point. But a lot of the time, I think at this level, it's not really a technical issue all the time in terms of the way we're playing or the dismissals. I think maybe just the nature of the game and the way that 2020 and one-day cricket has sort of come in, that guys are growing up on that and sort of finding their game through the shorter form and then having to adapt to the longer form rather than the other way around.
Yeah, no, that, I'm glad to hear you say that because, you know, that is one of those conversations that takes place about the impact of the shorter form cricket on the longer form cricket. And it's one that sometimes gets a bit sort of sidestepped by players. But listening to you, you clearly are of the view that there is some, you know, challenges going from one to the other and you might lose the feel, for want of a better descriptor, when you go from one form to the other.
Yeah, definitely. I think obviously the emergence of the Big Bash, obviously it's 8 seasons long now, but you know, guys are growing up. Look at someone like Max Bryant, Josh Philippi. They're 11 years old when the Big Bash started, so they're growing up playing short form cricket. So I think that the sooner that we can sort of realise, I think the older generation sort of realise and treat T20 cricket as an equal to the longer form. I think at the moment within Australia, we seem to look down on 2020 cricket a little bit, but I feel like some other countries around the world, obviously India, the West Indies, they're all playing very good cricket at the moment. And a lot of kids are growing up playing T20 cricket and then adapting it and changing their games that way, which I think is also a positive thing for us. So, yeah, obviously there's, like I said before, in technique, there's non-negotiables and little things along the way, which you have to learn to be good enough at four-day cricket. But I think it's just a deal at the moment that we are looking down a little bit on T20 cricket, but I think it's improved the overall standard of all forms.
Explain to us what was going on in the dugout against the Scorchers the other night, please, when the cameras were cutting in on you guys. What was going on down there?
Yeah, a bit of Zoolander practice, a bit of Blue Steel. But no, so it started, I think the camera sort of went to Maxi straight away and he just sort of looked straight down the barrel and we sort of had a bit of a joke about it once it went off. So we thought, yeah, let's all, whoever the camera comes on next, let's do it. And it came to me and I was the next one to go along. And then it sort of became a bit of a trend. So I think three or four other guys all sat down and continued along. So it's just a bit of fun. Obviously, at that stage of the game was early on in the innings. But we, you know, it's I think you've got to find a way to have fun sometimes, even when you are losing. It is very enjoyable. And this time of year for us in the Big Bash is a lot of fun. So we just try and portray that when we're playing. And it gives... Obviously, for people watching, hopefully they realise that we do have a bit of a personality outside of cricket, and that it isn't all too serious. And you know, we are people who like to enjoy ourselves as well. But when the time comes, that we switch on. But yeah, it's just a bit of fun.
And that time's kind of arrived, hasn't it? Two road games to complete the regular season for you guys. Destiny really very much in your own hands. If you know you win your last two, you're in. That's pretty much the formula that sits in front of you guys.
Yeah, that's it. I think obviously the Perth game on the road last week was a tough one, but the way that the Big Bash is working now, and once it's come into February, all of a sudden we've got some weekend games. So we've had a good preparation. We flew straight to Brisbane. We had a couple of days training, and obviously training against A leading into tomorrow's match. So that will be an important one for us. Brisbane, they're a very, very dangerous team, the way they play, especially at the Gabba. So this will be a really tough one. And then the Sixers, who are coming second, we've got back in Melbourne on Sunday afternoon, a quick turnaround there. So we'll have to be at the top of our game. But I think, you know, Marcus Stoinis has played really well the last couple of games. Maxi obviously did well last week. Zampa is obviously showing why. He's probably the best white ball spinner in the country at the moment. He's bowling beautifully. So I think we cover a lot of bases in our team. And myself, I feel like I haven't really fired at all. Ben Dunk would probably love some more runs. Peter Hanscom. So there's plenty of guys there that I think we can rely on in the big games. We've got a lot of experience, and I think that will hold us in good stead.
Good luck, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me.